earlier. I need to know who I'm burying to even know if they have a plot here, he said. She assured Moeller that the deceased had a burial plot. Then Moeller heard a male voice in the background say, just tell him who he's burying. I'm calling on behalf of Tiger Woods, the woman told Moeller. His father has passed. Lieutenant Colonel Earl Dennison Woods died of a heart attack at his home in Cypress, California, on May 3, 2006. He was 74 years old and had been in failing health, his body weakened by cancer and his longtime affection for alcohol and cigarettes. A Green Beret, who served two tours in Vietnam, Earl achieved worldwide acclaim for his almost mythical role in raising the most famous golfer of all time. He was notorious for making outlandish statements, like the time he predicted in Sports Illustrated that his then 20-year-old son would have more influence on the world than Nelson Mandela, Gandhi, or Buddha. He is the chosen one, Earl told the magazine. He will have the power to impact nations. Those were overwhelming expectations, yet Tiger repeatedly said that no one in the world knew him better than his father, the man he frequently referred to as his best friend and hero. Together, they shared one of the most memorable moments in sports history. Immediately after Tiger sank his final putt to win the 1997 Masters by a record 12 strokes, Earl gave him an iconic bear hug in what was the most watched golf broadcast in U.S. history. An estimated 43 million viewers, almost 15% of all American households, witnessed father and son sobbing in each other's arms as Earl said, I love you, son. Dozens of golf telecasts had similarly ended with the two of them embracing and Earl whispering those same four words. But Mike Moeller didn't watch golf tournaments. He just wasn't a fan of the game. He'd never even picked up a club. Still, he admired Tiger Woods, and he took great pride in digging the elder Woods' grave. Using a cemetery map, Moeller had located Earl's burial plot, Block 5, Lot 12, Grave 2, right between his parents, Miles and Maude Woods. Since taking over as sexton in 1989, Moeller had dug more than 2,000 graves. Earl's would be a lot smaller than most. He had been cremated. Tiger and his mother, Cultita, were flying from Southern California with a shallow 10-inch by 10-inch square wooden box that contained Earl's ashes. Moeller was ready for them. After nearly an hour of digging, he had fashioned a grave that resembled a miniature elevator shaft. It was 12 inches long by 12 inches wide and 42 inches deep. Using a shovel, he scraped away the loose dirt from the sides, making the edges ruler straight. The next day, at around noon, two limousines pulled up to an old section of the cemetery. Tiger, his wife Elin, and Tiger's mother got out of the first car, and Earl's three children from his first marriage exited the second. Moeller and his wife Kay met them. Near the end of the 20-minute ceremony, Cultita handed Moeller the wooden box containing her husband's ashes. He placed it in the hole and added cement. With the family looking on, Moeller carefully packed the hole with dirt, leveled off the top, and covered it with a piece of sod. The family then filed back into the limousines and, after a brief stop at Earl's childhood home, returned to the airport. Days later, when word got out that Earl Woods had been interred, the local business that produced headstones and gravestones, an outfit called Manhattan Monuments, anticipated an order for a large granite monument. They called Moeller, but he had no information. Neither Tiger nor his mother had left any instructions for a headstone. At first, Moeller thought the family just needed time to figure out what they wanted. Everyone grieves differently, he knew. But 5 and then 10 years passed, and the family still had not ordered a grave marker. There is no gravestone, Moeller said in 2015, not for him. His grave isn't marked at all. The only way to tell where Earl Woods is buried is to know where to look for the corner markers buried in the earth. You have to have a map to find them. In the end, Earl Dennison Woods was buried in the Kansas dirt in an unmarked grave. No stone, no inscription, nothing. It's like he's not even there, said Moeller. Tiger Woods was the kind of transcendent star that comes around about as often as Halley's Comet. By almost any measure, he's the most talented golfer who ever lived and arguably the greatest individual athlete in modern history. For a 15-year span from August 1994, when he won his first of three consecutive U.S. amateur championships as an 18-year-old high school senior, to the early morning hours of November 27, 2009, when he crashed his SUV into a tree and effectively ended the most dominant run in the history of golf,